Absolutely. And you know what? The Bible says be not afraid so many times. I mean, he got it from sacred scripture, obviously, and brought it to us in our modern world. But we do have nothing to be afraid of. It's like it is having that eternal perspective. And that is what the church and the saints and our friends who walk with us in this world, they help us keep that perspective. And, you know, we have a problem in our society that there's a lot of distractions keeping us from seeing what is really good and what is really hopeful and what is absolutely the truth and reality, real reality, the unseen world and the seen world. And so we need to be tuned in to our Catholic outreaches for news and inspiration and especially Catholic radio. I can't tell you the reach Catholic radio has in promoting these things. And I think, like, think of this. In less than a year ago, Sister Wilhelmina's body was discovered incorrupt. That is a sign for us of
hope. Right.
Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, what's going on in the church? What's all this stuff going on? Yeah, we've got wolves in sheep's clothing a lot because it was that way from the beginning with Judas. I mean, and Jesus said, that's how it's going to be. St. Paul said, that's how it's going to be. It's going to be that way. So it shouldn't surprise us. But then we unearth holy people who move forward despite this. Sister Wilhelmina, her body, you know, I think it was May of 23. So that is less than a year ago, right in our backyard. You can go and see her in Missouri. I mean, wow, that is very current. But there are other ones that the Lord wants us to have hope. We just have to be tuned in. I mean, he's broadcasting all the time. It's like, just tune in. Just tune in. And Mater Dei is one of those ways that we get that kind of that hope and those stories that we need to hear, especially now.